For more on the conditions in Haiti and how the U.S. decision to return thousands of migrants is affecting the country, I spoke with Wildor Marancou, a journalist and editor-in-chief of Aiba Post in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Wildor, were you able to speak to some of the Haitians that have been deported from the United States and have been landing in Port-au-Prince? What are they thinking right now?
Yes, I was on the ground to speak to some of these people who, you know, came freshly from the U.S. And it's a very difficult situation, actually, because if you talk to these people, some of them, you know, spend the little economy that they built outside of the country, sometimes, you know, in Chile and in Brazil. And these people took a very dangerous journey. They, you know, recount you horrific stories. And these people, when they finally reached the U.S., they thought, you know, their suffering was over. But, well, guess not. It was not over. Because one woman told me, you know, she was treated, you know, worse by U.S. authorities, by U.S. agents than, you know, what she experienced on the road, what she experienced actually in Chile. And, you know, these people were shipped back from the U.S. to Haiti. And this is in a city that is in a very dire situation. And this is where, you know, they need to find out, you know, what's the next to do.
I want to ask, what are these people returning to? I mean, Haiti is still recovering from a massive earthquake, hurricane, political upheaval. So when these people get off the plane, what are they seeing? What are they getting?
Well, here is a quick fact for you. Just yesterday, 10 people were kidnapped in Port-au-Prince. The kidnapping is rising again since the assassination of the president on 7th of July. So this is a city ruled by gang leaders. And these gang leaders, they ransacked neighborhoods, they conduct massacres, and they are effectively running the city. In the south part of Port-au-Prince, you have this neighborhood called Maltisan. This whole neighborhood actually is controlled by gangs. A clash between these gangs since the 1st of June caused more than 20,000 people to leave their homes, to flee because of this gang violence. And it's a city that is, you know, in the same situation as the rest of the country. You have more than 4.4 million of people in Haiti who are in civil, you know, needs, in urgent needs of humanitarian aid. And this was before the earthquake that we, you know, witnessed in the south part of the country. And right now, the UN said more than half of the people in this area that was hit by the earthquake have not received any aid whatsoever. And NGOs that I talked to said the needs are high and the aid that they are receiving is not enough.
Did what happened in the United States over the past several days convince any Haitians that perhaps their window of opportunity to get to the United States has closed, that it's not worth taking this perilous journey?
Well, I talked to some people. Some have desire to stay in Haiti. Others have desire to go back to where they came from, mainly Chile and Brazil. But a few of them want to come back, actually, to the U.S. And if you talk to political analysts and if you talk to historians, they will tell you that, you know, what is happening right now is in part a consequence of U.S. policies in Haiti. Remember, the two past administrations were supported by the U.S. And this is under these administrations that the situation in the country worsens. And I talked to experts who told me there is, again, trafficking problem in the U.S. that is causing chaos in Haiti. And this is because of this traffic that, you know, lots of people lose their jobs and they can't, you know, stay in the country. So it's a never-ending cycle.
Wildor Marancou joining us from Port-au-Prince tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.